Our Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
Week number two, almost officially in the books. Our area games of the week on our network of stations here on 92.1 FM KMZA and on 103.9 KMZA, both with running clocks in the second half. So we have gotten to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show just a touch early here on this 10th day of September. A good evening to everyone. A beautiful night for football out there in northeast Kansas, and we had some very good ball games. There were a few blowouts here tonight, but there were a few very key interesting matchups in the Big 7 League, also in the Northeast Kansas League, and also in the Twin Valley League. We'll take a look at all of these scores here from throughout the area as we work our way through the show. I'd like to thank Kurt Kilman. He's here in studio. He's diligently checking the computer, taking phone calls. If you've got a score, feel free to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. Again, that's 1-888-90-RADIO. And again, Mr. Kurt Kilman will gladly take your phone calls here this evening with those scores. Also coming up here in the show, stay tuned. We'll have recaps from our games here tonight as on 92.1 FM KMZA. Tonight we had a game with Nemaha Central after a tough loss last week taking on Royal Valley. We'll get a recap from that one. Also our game on 103.9, the Horton-Jackson Heights, the Northeast Kansas League showdown between the Cobras and the Chargers. We'll get you that recap. We'll hear from Tom Couch as the Redmen from Atchison tonight taking on Highland Park. We'll get you that update here hopefully by the end of the show. Also, our Holton and Sabetha channels at mscsports.net. We'll have the recaps from the Blue Jay and Wildcat games coming up here later in the show as well. Also, of course, then we'll wrap up the show by naming our Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient, as we have a couple of nominations already, and we will hopefully get a few more of those as we go throughout the show. Some outstanding athletes performing well here tonight. We'll hopefully have several more nominees to pick from here later in the program. Well, without any further ado, let's get to the scores we have for you. All of our Big 7 League teams were in action here tonight. Three of those matchups tonight were Big 7 League games, and the first one on the list, this is going to come across as a surprise. You don't want to take anything away from this win because there were some COVID-related issues, but the Hiawatha Redhawks pick up their first win of the season tonight by a final of 21-7 over Perry LeCompton, so a huge surprise there. Again, there were six starters for Perry LeCompton, unfortunately unable to go due to COVID-related issues, so that was definitely probably a factor in that ball game. But I don't think you can take anything from Hiawatha. I think the head coach up there for the Redhawks is definitely going to have a lot of good things to say about the team stepping up here tonight and getting that W, again, despite Perry LeCompton. Unfortunately, again, COVID's still an issue, and we do have one team tonight. We'll mention later, McLouth unable to go again this week. But again, even if the whole team can't go, there still are quite a few quarantined, several key players potentially missing for Perry LeCompton tonight. So unfortunately for them, that bites them, and Hiawatha does get the W. 21-7 Hiawatha tonight. Both teams now at 1-1. Nemaha Central trying to reel from a devastating loss last week when Holton kicked the walk-off field goal to win it. And Nemaha Central kind of took that out on Royal Valley tonight, unfortunately, as it was Nemaha Central rolling 49-0 Of course, the Thunder ranked third in Class 2A here this past week. They get the Big 7 League win, and they improve to 1-1. Again, that was our feature game of the week on 92.1 FM KMZA. Also tonight, Sabetha and Riverside in action. This game on the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. The Blue Jays tonight, they shut out the Cyclones 42-0, as it was Sabetha, again, also losing last week, but they get their first win of the season to get back to 500, while it's Riverside dropping to 0-2 here in 2021. Two other teams from the Big 7 League in action tonight. The number 5-ranked Wildcats from Holton, they were playing Chapman tonight. The Irish, again, in Holton tonight from the NCKL. They were mentioned in the rankings, not in the top five, but they were noted as one of the top teams in Class 3A, and it was a good one. Don't think I've officially got the final score on that one, but at last check, it was Holton 24, Chapman 14, so Holton trying to seal the deal there to get to 2-0 on the season. Also tonight, Jeff West, again, after a loss to Perry LeCompton last week, they had another tall test ahead of them as they traveled to Clay Center. It was a battle of the Tigers. Jeff West and Clay Center, same mascot. Clay Center, though, they got the win 57-0 as they rolled past Jeff West here tonight. A couple other finals we have in so far. Class 1A from the Twin Valley League. Centralia tonight cruising past Troy, 31-12 is your final. Of course, Troy kind of upsetting Hiawatha last week by just 2 points in a game where Troy got six turnovers from Hiawatha to benefit them in the win. But unfortunately for tonight, too much to handle with the Panthers, and it's against Centralia winning that one, 31-12. Both teams now at 1-1. Another final was we moved to 8-man Division 2. The Eagles from Axtell, they're ranked number 4 here this week, and they get the big win over Blue Valley, 68-6. It's a 2-0 record and a 2-0 start for the Eagles as the Rams fall to 0-2 to start this season. Here's a great game in class in Division 1 as the number 1 ranked team in Division 1 is Little River from the Wheat State League, and it was Little River tonight just sneaking past Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde played tough with him, but Little River does get that win. 14-6 is your final score. Little River now 2-0 with Clifton Clyde. Can't hang your heads after that one. After playing tough with the number one ranked team in the state, Clifton Clyde falls to 1-1. Our feature game of the week on 103.9 KNZA tonight featured the Cobras from Jackson Heights and the Chargers from Horton. It was all Jackson Heights all the time in the first half as they put up 48 points. Horton would get to score in the second half to make it 48-7, but the Cobras get to 2-0 to start the 2021 campaign. Again, we're still looking for some more final scores. If you've got one, feel free to give us a call, 1-888-907-2346. That's 1-888-RADIO. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back and get you some more scores. Again, we also have recaps. We'll preview the upcoming schedule here for college football here this weekend. We've got some baseball stuff. Royals still playing out the rest of their 2021 summer campaign. And we'll also maybe take a sneak peek, take a look at the volleyball schedule. Also our on-air schedule for football maybe next Friday. We'll preview that all coming up still here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Jan with Giant Communications, and our free times three promo is back. When you sign up for new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, the first month free, and free modem rental for the first year of service. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust, because Giant Communications is the fastest internet service provider in the area, offering download speeds up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big, because our free times three promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, visit GiantCom.net.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes in the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GN Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, located on the square in downtown Holton or on Highway 75 next to the 7-Eleven. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here on this second week of the high school football season. Seth Tomlinson here with you, along with Kurt Kilman here in the Kansaland studios, as the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show continues on. As we have a few more scores rolling in, if you have been listening in and reporting those, we appreciate that very much. Don't forget, MSCSports.net, your resource for all things Northeast Kansas sports, whether you're in the Big 7 League, the Twin Valley League, Northeast Kansas League, or any of the schools in our listening area, MSCSports.net. All the information you need, whether you're following high school football, cross-country, volleyball, anything athletics in our area high schools, MSCSports.net. Again, your official resource for high school athletics here in Northeast Kansas. Check that out. All free online all the time as we get to more scores here in this segment. Also, don't forget, recaps coming up here tonight on the show. We'll have Johnny Kane. He saw Jackson Heights and Horton. Also, we've got Brandon Tatman with Nemaha Central Royal Valley. We'll get Tom Counts, Atchison, the Phoenix at Highland Park tonight. Highland Park losing some 50-some, 60. I'm honestly not sure. I know it was a lot of games in a row, and Atchison trying to add to their loss streak. We'll see how, again, the Phoenix do tonight. Tom Counts, hopefully, with a recap here this evening. Also, we'll hear from Logan Bitterman with the Sabetha Channel as the Blue Jays took on Riverside. And, of course, Mr. Justin Fluke, Holton Chapman, big game there. Hopefully, a recap coming up here. We'll do that here in just a couple of segments with all of our recaps here on the show. Again, running down the scores we have for you so far here tonight. Again, we mentioned so far the story tonight. Hiawatha tonight, it's going to be a shocking score if you're just tuning in, but the Red Hawks, no one told them that they were not supposed to win this game, but they did. 21-7, Hiawatha over Perry Compton. It was reported, though, that Perry is missing six starters here tonight. In fact, I heard that the junior varsity game for Monday between Hiawatha and Perry Compton had to be canceled because of COVID-related issues. So, unfortunately, Perry Compton had to come to Hiawatha with several players short, and the Red Hawks were able to take advantage, and they get the win, 21-7. So Hiawatha and Perry both now 1-1 so far here this season. Nemaha Central, we mentioned, big win tonight all over Royal Valley, 49-0. And you got to think Nemaha Central this week very focused after a very tough loss to Holton this past week. And they put everything together, running on all cylinders, and as they run away with that one, running a clock there in the second half, 49-0, the Thunder over the Panthers. Also a shutout tonight for the Blue Jays after they had a tough loss last week. They took care of Riverside tonight, 42-0. So the Blue Jays with a good evening. Again, that was on the Sabetha Channel here tonight. They get to 1-1. And also tonight we had Holton and Chapman at last check. Still waiting on the final official report, but it was 24-14. Holton with a 10-point lead late in that one. Holton again and Chapman both in Class 3A. And Holton ranked fifth in the state in Class 3A. So the Wildcats looking for win number two after knocking off, again, Nemaha Central last week. Jeff West tonight at Clay Center from the North Central Kansas League, and it was a battle of Tigers as Clay Center got the better of Jeff West 57-0. Unfortunately, Jeff West struggling here to start the season, and they dropped to 0-2 to start 2021. Other scores as we take a look at the Twin Valley League, 11-man football. It was Centralia over Troy tonight, 31-12, so both teams now at 1-1 in the season. And taking a look at 8-man in Division II, Frankfort tonight, they shut out Wetmore by a score of 43-0, so the Wildcats, they improved to 2-0 and ranked 5th in Division II. Another final score here this evening, it's Axtell and Blue Valley as the Eagles knock off the Rams by a score of 68-6. That was a game that ended early as well, as the Eagles ranked 4 in Division 2. 68-6, your final. The Eagles are 2-0 as they keep rolling in the Twin Valley League. Huge game in Division 1 here tonight. Little River hosting Clifton Clyde. And Clifton Clyde, with some mentions in the rankings, they're not officially ranked, but they were taking on the number one ranked team in Division 1. And it was Little River holding on to win 14-6. Little River out of the Weed State League, they got the win by 8. So hats off to Clifton Clyde as they held their own and look to maybe make some noise later in the season in Division 1. Another final tonight, it's Jackson Heights over Horton. This is our feature game on 103.9 KNZA with Johnny Kane. Jackson Heights rolling to a 48-0 halftime lead. Horton would put up a touchdown as it was 48-7, a final score. And the Jackson Heights Cobras rolling early here in 2021. They are 2-0 as well, while the Chargers fall to 0-2. Another final score, another shutout, actually. It's the Tigers of ACCHS. Watch out, they're 2-0 as they shut out Pleasant Ridge. 22-0 is your final score. Still looking for other several scores. Again, we mentioned Atchison at Highland Park. Looking for that final score. Also, Lynn tonight at Southern Cloud. Other 8-man games we had in the Twin Valley League. Looking for final scores from Onega and Hanover. Washington County tonight was at Bennington. 11-man Oskaloosa at Mar Hill tonight. It was Cornerstone at Valley Falls here this evening. And also tonight, we had Marysville at Wamego, that game in the NCKL. And don't forget, tomorrow night, there will be a Twin Valley League game. The TVL and the Northeast Kansas League, Valley Heights in quarantine, they were having to push off their game until tomorrow, their first game of the season, when they take on Jefferson County North. We need to take our next break. Stay tuned. We'll come back. We'll get you some more scores. Also, we've got recaps on the way. Stay tuned. That's all coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. In our office, we believe in proactive care and want to make health care more about restoring health rather than treating symptoms and managing pain. In other words, we feel the best way to treat neck pain, back pain, and headaches is to not get neck pain, back pain, and headaches. These problems respond very well to chiropractic care, and we have a 95% satisfaction rate treating these conditions. Our consultations are always free, so call us at 284-0088 to get started on your path to wellness today.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents. We'll be right back.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. We've been around since William McKinley was president, and before there was an NFL and World Series. With age comes great experience and knowledge, and that's the value of what we can deliver to you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back again. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show does continue here on this Friday night. We kind of got an early start here this evening as both of our games on 92.1 and 103.9 FM. Running clock in the second half, so we got started just a little bit early. We'll try to stretch things out a little bit so we can try to get all of our scores here in this evening. We are missing now just a few of them. I'm looking for Washington County at Bennington, Onega at Hanover. Also looking tonight for the Lynn Southern Cloud Final, also Atchison at Highland Park, and then Marysville at Wamego. Those are all the games we are missing here for this evening so far. Also stay tuned. Coming up in the program, I'll take a look at what's coming up tomorrow as, again, Big 12 football. K-State will be in action. The Jayhawks tonight in action tonight, taking on number 17, Coastal Carolina. And again, they holding tough there early in that game, but now it's 49-22 with about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Let's take a look at our scores here so far. We'll just run through them quickly here in this segment. Hiawatha tonight takes care of Perry LeCompton. 21-7 is your final score. Also this evening, Nemaha Central over Royal Valley, 49-0. Sabetha tonight, 48-0 over Riverside. Holton knocks off Chapman by 10. That is a final, 24-14. Clay Center tonight shuts out Jeff West, 57-0, our final score there. Centralia tonight defeating Troy, 31-12. Frankfort over Wetmore, 43-0. Another final score tonight, a tough one for Donovan West. The Mustangs were at Bishop LeBlanc, I'll get it out, in Missouri. 56-0 is your final, 56-50, excuse me, is the final. A very exciting game. Bishop LeBlanc does get the win, so tough loss for the Mustangs. Again, your final 56-50, D. West dropping to 1-1. Axtell tonight over Blue Valley, 68-6. Little River tops Clifton Clyde, 14-6. It's a win for Mar Hill tonight. They defeat Oskaloosa, 35-8. Valley Falls over Cornerstone, 52-6. Jackson Heights over Horton, 48-7. And it's ACCHS. They defeat Pleasant Ridge, 22-0. Well, stay tuned. I'm going to try to catch my voice here. Don't know where that's going, but we'll try to get that back. We'll come back. We've got recaps coming up. We'll hear from all of our area games of the week. That's next on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Free, free, free. Hi, this is Brian Nelson with Giant Communications, and our free times 3 promo is back. When you sign up for a new Giant Communications internet service, you get free installation, first month of service, and free motor rental for a year. Leave your old high-speed internet in the dust because Giant Communications is the fastest service provider in the area, offering download speeds of up to 300 megabits per second. Hurry to save big because our free times 3 promo ends soon. If you live in Jackson or Jefferson County, give us a call or visit giantcom.net today to learn more.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Keeping you connected on the Kansaland community calendar, powered by JBN Telephone Company, Sunflower Peddlers Bicycle Club will have their bike ride on Monday, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. Meet at the Fisher Community Center in Hiawatha. Family and friends are welcome. For more information, you can call Bill, 785-547-3500. Number again, 785-547-3500.
We're just now at 10 o'clock here on 92.1 FM KMZA and 103.9 FM KMZA as we take a look at more scores here throughout Northeast Kansas. Also here in this third segment of the show, we'll get some recaps from our area games of the week, several of them. Quick correction, Tom Count's actually covering the ACCHS Pleasant Ridge game, so we'll get a recap from that Northeast Kansas League game. We'll do that coming up here in just a minute. We're going to start off, though, in the Big 7 League here this evening, as we'll start with a game between Royal Valley and Nemaha Central here tonight. Central coming off the loss to Holton last week. Here is Brandon Tadman with a recap from that one.
All Nemaha Central in tonight's game against Royal Valley. You heard it on 92.1 KMZA. 49-0, the final, as both teams are 1-1 after tonight's result. Nemaha Central got the ball first, drove it 60 yards in 4-plus minutes, capped off by a Sam McWilliams 14-yard touchdown run. First possession for Royal Valley ended in a botched punt attempt, which gave Nemaha Central their second possession at the Royal Valley 11. 5 seconds, one play later, Zach Kramer runs it in from 11 yards out, 14-0 midway through the first quarter. Another punt followed by another touchdown from Nemaha Central. They would score a touchdown the rest of the first half every time they touched the ball, and they even threw in a defensive touchdown as well. A Cooper Hike touchdown on a fumble return late in the second quarter. It was 49-0 at the break. We had a running clock the rest of the way, and it was all thunder here tonight. Zach Kramer, 5-for-5 passing, 100 yards, a couple of scores. He also rushed for a touchdown on 3 carries for 35 yards. And Sam McWilliams had a couple of touchdowns, 12 carries and 79 yards. Coming up next for both, Royal Valley, they go to Christ Prep Academy next Saturday at 3 p.m. Next Friday, Nemaha Central will be at Sabetha. Reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Brandon Tadman for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much. Another Big 7 League matchup tonight. It was Sabetha and Riverside as the Blue Jays on the road to take on the Cyclones. And here is Logan Bitterman with how that one went down.
On the second night of the high school football season, the Sabetha Blue Jays would be on the road to take on the home team, the Cyclones of Riverside. Riverside and Sabetha both coming into this one were 0-1 to start the season, both coming off of tough losses a week ago. Sabetha losing by 2 to Chapman and Riverside losing by 7 to Royal Valley. Both teams come in to tonight 0-1 once again, like I said, but both teams would start out sluggish as neither team was really able to put anything together until Sabetha on drive number 3 would get a 30-yard touchdown run by junior running back Josh Herman. It would be one of his 2 touchdowns carrying the rock tonight. It would give the Blue Jays a 7-0 lead to start this one this evening. Riverside, again, could not get really anything going here in this one. They'd punt after their fourth drive, and that would give Sabetha on their fourth drive the opportunity to throw a 44-yard touchdown pass to number 11, Noel Niehuis. After he'd catch that, Sabetha would make it 14-0 at that point. Sabetha would then, right before the halftime break, make it 21-0 on it once again. Another touchdown run by junior Josh Herman, this time 31 yards out is how far he would go to get his second touchdown of the game. Sabetha would start with the ball after halftime, and on their first drive would get a 20-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Bauman, the receiver for the Blue Jays, and make it 28-0. Sabetha would just roll after that. After drive number 8, it'd be 35-0 after a 24-yard touchdown run by running back number 22, Chase Fry. And then the last touchdown of the game would go to Abe Wainer of Sabetha, number 27, on a 14-yard touchdown run. It would make the final score 42-0. The Blue Jays, they were led on the ground by junior running back Josh Herman. He had 2 touchdowns, carrying the football on 152 yards in the win here this evening. Chase Fry had 38 yards and a touchdown carrying the rock, and Abe Wainer had a 14-yard touchdown run as well. Matthew Garber had 79 yards passing and 2 touchdowns, one going to a 44-yard play to Noel Niehuis and a 20-yard play to Marcus Bauman, each getting touchdowns here in this one. The Cyclones, they were led on the ground by Percy Duncan here in this one. He had 9 yards. Todrick Duncan had 6 yards in the loss as well. So Sabetha will get the first win of the season and go to 1-1. They will be at home next week for homecoming against Nemaha Central, as Riverside will be at home as well. It's their homecoming next Friday night as well. So again, Sabetha gets the win. They'll move to 1-1 here this evening as Riverside drops to 0-2. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, thank you very much, Logan. Also tonight, in a big 7-league matchup, the Hiawatha Redhawks take advantage of some COVID issues and Perry LeCompton missing a few key players as the Redhawks get the upset win 21-7, as both teams are now 1-1 here early on in 2021. A couple other big 7-league schools in action tonight. Jeff West was at Clay Center, and it was Clay Center shutting out the Tigers 57-0. Our other Big 7 League team tonight, the Holton Wildcats, after a big win last week over Nemaha Central, had another tough task as they took on Chapman from the NCKL. With a recap of that one, here is Mr. Justin Fluke.
The Holton Wildcats improved to 2-0 on Friday night, but it was a dogfight against the visiting Chapman Irish. Holton's opening drive had to settle for a 21-yard field goal kick by Matt Lears for the 3-0 lead, and that's what it was at the end of the first quarter. Holton had a fumble in the second quarter, but turned away Chapman on downs, but Chapman later scored in the second quarter as they took an 8-3 lead on a 2-yard touchdown run by Eli Regal, capping a 15-play, 75-yard drive. Holton, though, getting in the end zone in the final minute before halftime as Jace Boswell with a 13-yard touchdown run with 58 seconds left in the second quarter. It was set up on a 41-yard pass from Matt Lears to Charlie Gilland, and then a pass interference in the end zone on a 3rd-and-long play set up Boswell's touchdown run as Holton led 10-8 at halftime. Jaden Fletcher then broke free on a 58-yard touchdown run for Holton in the third quarter, which put the Cats up 17-8. But Chapman again went on another long drive of over 70 yards and 9 plays and scored on a 21-yard touchdown pass from Nick Anderson to Camden Lebo to pull within 17-14. Chapman had a chance, but for the third time on the night, they were turned over on downs and denied in the red zone as the Holton defense got a big sack from Dalton Roush, and then Holton added a touchdown in the fourth quarter for the 24-14 win as Jaden Fletcher scored his second touchdown of the night. Fletcher had 153 yards for Holton, while Jace Boswell added 79 yards. Holton did have 9 penalties for 55 yards, but they had 319 yards of total offense. Chapman, a big physical team, had 307 yards, 219 of which were rushing. Their main fullback, Eli Regal, had 96 yards but only played two snaps in the second half before leaving with some leg cramping issues. Chapman now 1-1. The Houlton Wildcats are 2-0 and on the road for the first time in Week 3. They'll be at Perry-Lecompton. Again, the final, Houlton 24 and Chapman 14. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. That wraps up Big 7 League scores here tonight. We'll move now to the Northeast Kansas League, and we'll start with a recap from Mr. Johnny Kane, as tonight we had Horton hosting Jackson Heights.
It was all Jackson Heights Friday night at Horton as the Cobras wasted no time jumping out in front and never looked back in a 48-7 victory over the Horton Chargers. The Cobras moved to 2-0 on the season. Six touchdown passes for Jason Bosley, four of them to Grant Ammon, as Grant Ammon had four catches, 202 yards in those four touchdowns. Bosley was 7 of 9 through the year, 289 yards, and had those six touchdown passes. He also threw one to Wyatt Bacon, another one to Silas Holiday, another touchdown run for Wyatt Bacon to end the scoring for Jackson Heights here tonight. But the Cobras were dominant all night long. They finished with 440 yards of offense, 294 through the air, 146 on the ground. They averaged 8 yards per carry, just a dominant performance by the Jackson Heights Cobras tonight, who led 48-0 at intermission. As a running clock the entire fourth quarter, Horton got their lone score on a 3-yard run by Trent Lockwood, but other than that, not a whole lot going. Trey Lockwood did have 70 yards rushing, but just too tough tonight for the Horton Chargers. So Jackson Heights, they are 2-0, and they will have a big game coming up next week on the road at Centralia. Horton is 0-2. They will travel to Valley Heights next Friday night. So again, from Horton earlier this evening, it was Jackson Heights dominant in a 48-7 victory over the Horton Chargers as Jackson Heights improves to 2-0 in 2021. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Also tonight, we have from the Northeast Kansas League, the Bears at the Ravens as Marhill Mount Academy. They improved to 2-0 with a 35-8 victory tonight over Oskaloosa. Also tonight, we've got a game between the Tigers and the Rams as Tom Counts called ACCHS playing host to Pleasant Ridge.
It was a meeting of two previously undefeated teams as ACCHS played host to Pleasant Ridge in Effingham, Kansas Friday night. Battle of NEKL ball clubs, and the Tigers shut them out, coming away with a 22-0 win. Great night for ACCHS quarterback Bryson Lee. He threw two touchdown passes to Kieran Corder. Kieran also added a third TD on a 20-yard scoop and score. Tigers led 20-0 at halftime and added two more in the second half on a safety. ACCHS now 2-0 on the season. Pleasant Ridge goes to 1-1. So once again, in the NEKL, Atchison County 22, the Pleasant Ridge Rams nothing. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Network.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Other scores then tonight, Twin Valley League, we've got 11-man and 8-man scores here this evening. Bennington tonight knocks off Washington County in overtime, 34-28. The Bulldogs out of the Heart of America Conference, and they get the home win tonight over Washington County. The Tigers fall to 0-2. Also tonight, it's Hanover, the number one ranked team in Division II, knocking off Onega. 70-36 is your final score. Troy tonight, as we switch to 11-man hosting Centralia, it's the Panthers. They get the road win, 31-12. Both of those teams now 1-1 here on the season. Frankfort tonight, a road win as they defeat Wetmore 43-0. The Wildcats, who are ranked 5th in D2, are now 2-0 here in 2021. Donovan West, also in TVL 8-man action tonight. They were on the road. They crossed the Missouri River to take on Bishop LeBlanc to take on the Eagles, and this was a shootout. This would have been a fun one to watch. Unfortunately for the Mustangs, they have to make the trip home with the loss, as Bishop LeBlanc one more score than D. West. 56-50 is your final score. The Mustangs drop to 1-1. Axtell tonight, as we move along in TVL action, they hosted Blue Valley tonight, and it's the Eagles all over the Rams, 68-6 is your final score. Big game tonight at Little River as Clifton Clyde came to town, and it was the Eagles coming up just short as they took on the number one ranked team in Division I, and it was a 14-6 win for Little River there at home. Valley Falls tonight, an independent team. They took on Cornerstone, the Saints, out of the KCAA. It's the Dragons 52, the Saints 6. So Valley Falls now 2-0 here to start the season. One other score we're still looking for from Division II. Lynn tonight on the road to take on Southern Clown. That's the Warriors out of the Northern Plains League. Do not have that final score yet. Also still looking for the Atchison Highland Park final as Phoenix taking on the Scots, as Atchison trying to extend Highland Park's losing streak, which goes back 57 games. So at last check, Atchison did have a slight lead, but waiting for that score to go final. So we'll see if we can get that one here before we sign off. One other final score tonight from the NCKL. It's Wamego taking care of the Bulldogs 28-7 as Marysville falls to 0-2. A couple other side notes. Valley Heights, they will be taking on Jefferson County North as it's a matchup between the TVL and the Northeast Kansas League. Again, Valley Heights unable to play last week, so this will be their first game of the season, and they had to wait until tomorrow just to meet COVID protocols. So Valley Heights will take on JCN tomorrow. That game will kick off at 2 in the afternoon. It will definitely be a hot one there at Jefferson County North High School, as temperatures expected to be in the mid-90s tomorrow afternoon. Also, McLouth, unfortunately, we talked about Perry Lecompton missing some players tonight due to COVID quarantine. McLouth, actually, the whole team still, or at least not enough players able to go, so McLouth unable to play again for the second week in a row. All right, so that's all of our scores again here for this evening. We'll try to get a couple of more. We've got one more break coming up. Stay tuned. We've got our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees to review and pick our Game Ball winner. We'll do that coming up in our last segment right here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. 80% of our country today is dying from chronic illness directly related to our lifestyle in the form of cancer, obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. We do not have to go down this road. Optimal health is available to all of us if we choose it. We just have to decide how valuable our health is and if we are willing to make the necessary lifestyle changes to achieve it. At Luker Chiropractic and Wellness, we base our treatment plans on your health goals and want to meet your expectations. Call us at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank turns 120 years old this year. That means we have a lot of experience in delivering hometown banking to the people and businesses in this area. If you are with us now, or if you're seeking something new, we want to be your bank of choice.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now we're back for our final segment here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I'd like to thank you for tuning in here tonight, as we'll be here each and every Friday night through the regular season. We'll also take you into the postseason a little bit as much as we can. and keep you up to date on all things high school football here in Northeast Kansas. Don't forget MSCSports.net, your official source for all things high school athletics. Whether you're following things on the gridiron on the football field, or if you're looking volleyball, as some exciting volleyball action going on. Hiawatha ranks 6th in the state in Class 3A as they are currently undefeated. So some exciting volleyball happening right now as well. You can find out all that information and follow your favorite team or athletes at MSCSports.net. Here this segment, we're going to run down the scores as I officially have each and every one that I was looking for. So we'll get all those scores to you here before we sign off. We also have our game ball nominees to review, and we will pick our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner here before we sign off as well. We've got an on-air preview. We'll take a look at what's coming up here this weekend and also what's coming up into next week. Well, let's get to it one final time, reviewing our scores here this evening. Starting at the top of my list, Hiawatha over Perry Lecompton, 21-7. As Perry tonight missing 6 starters at least, so they were kind of behind when they got there, and Hiawatha was able to take advantage. They went at 21-7. Nemaha Central tonight all over Royal Valley, 49-0. It is Sabetha topping Riverside on the road, 42-0. Holton survives at home against Chapman, 24-14 is your final score. Had a big game in Class 3A. Clay Center tonight shuts out Jeff West, 57-0. 8-man football, Washington County tonight at Bennington, and it was the Tigers putting up a fight, but unfortunately in overtime, it's Bennington holding on to win, 34-28. Again, Bennington now 2-0, while Washington County drops to 0-2. Division 2 tonight, the number one ranked team in Division 2, Hanover. They knock off the Buffaloes from Onega, 70-36. As we switch to 11-man football, Centralia over Troy tonight, 31-12. It's Frankfurt in the Twin Valley League over Wetmore, 43-0. Your final score in that one. Donovan West had to head to Missouri to take on Bishop LeBlond, and it is a tough loss for the Mustangs, unfortunately, as they fought tough, but come up 6 short, as it's 56-50, your final score. Bishop LeBlond over the Mustangs. Axtell tonight, they take care of Blue Valley in Division 2 as the Eagles win big, 68-6 at home. Little River, the number one ranked team in Division 1 from the Wheat State League, they knock off Clifton Clyde from the TVL, 14-6 is your final score. Tonight, Valley Falls defeats Cornerstone, 52-6. In the Northeast Kansas League, it is Marhill Mount Academy over Oskaloosa, 35-8. Jackson Heights gets the road win over Horton, 48-7. ACCHS, they are 2-0 as they knock off Pleasant Ridge tonight by a score of 22-0. Southern Cloud tonight hosting Lynn. It's the Bulldogs winning that one of 48-26. We did get that final from the matchup between Atchison and Highland Park as the Phoenix go to Topeka. They do hold on and get the win, 47-36. As Highland Park, out of the Centennial League, their losing streak extended to 58 games. Also tonight, it's Wamego. They knock off Marysville 28-7, and those are all the final scores. If you would like to check these out, or if you missed any of those, you can again find them all posted at msesports.net. Coming up tomorrow, there is another game yet for week number 2, although it's the first game of the season for Valley Heights. As it is Valley Heights on the road at Jefferson County North, a matchup between the TVL and the Northeast Kansas League, as they will meet up tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And again, McLeod still off, still looking to play their first game. Hopefully, they can get out of quarantine and will be able to play in week number 3.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
All right, so let's take a look at who we have. We do have 3 nominations here tonight as we are going to see what we've got. We've got, first up on the list, we've got Jaden Fletcher for Holton. He had 2 touchdowns on 153 yards rushing. Zach Kramer for Nemaha Central tonight, he had 3 for 35 yards rushing, as he had 3 attempts with a touchdown. He also passing threw for 100 yards and threw two passing touchdowns. But our winner tonight, with four touchdowns on the night on the receiving end on four catches alone, your Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Nut Ball recipient here this evening is Grant Hammond, again from Jackson Heights, as he is our game ball winner, again sponsored by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. Well, stay tuned. Coming up, of course, we'll be back with week number three in the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show next week. Don't miss that. Also going on here tonight, Kansas Jayhawks were in action as they were taking on number 17 ranked Coastal Carolina. Jayhawks were hanging tough early on in that game, but it has gone final as Coastal Carolina holds on to win that one 49-22. Kansas State football, the Wildcats in action. They will host Southern Illinois. That game set to start tomorrow at 6 o'clock as K-State coming off the win at Stanford 24-7 last week. You'll be able to catch K-State football coming up tomorrow on both 103.9 and 92.1 FM when they take on Southern Illinois. Pregame show on both stations starting at 4 o'clock. Also college football tomorrow. Benedictine is at Peru, and that game will air at 6 o'clock on CARE 93.7 FM. Also in action tonight, the Royals, they are in the middle of the 10th at Minnesota, tied 4-4. The Royals looking to try to get a road win, and that one's still in action. And again, more chances to hear the Royals coming up yet here this season, as the Royals will be playing on, again, later this week. We'll have coverage of that as well, off and on. Also, the Chiefs, hey, week one, as again, Tom Brady did it again last night as he took care of the Cowboys in the opening game of the 2021 NFL season. But Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to be welcoming Johnny Manziel again and the Browns to town. Coverage of that one on 92.1 FM will begin at 2 o'clock with the pregame show here on Kansasland Radio. Also, want to remind you, coming up next week, more coverage of high school football as week number three. We are planning our games so far right now on the schedule on the 17th on 103.9 FM, Nemaha Central at Sabetha, and then on KMZA 92.1 FM, it'll be Jackson Heights at Centralia. That should be an outstanding ball game. And again, that is our plan for next week. And of course, don't forget, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show after next week's games. And that's going to do it again here one final time. Seth Tollefson here with you. I'd like to thank all the guys calling the games here tonight. And special thanks to Mr. Kurt Kilman here getting us all of the scores. And we'd like to thank you for listening. Until next week, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.